This is the Shofar Wire Midday Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Watchman report. The Watchman stands, and the signs intensify. The unraveling continues, the judgments accelerate, and the awakening of scattered Israel demands our unwavering attention. We are witnessing not isolated incidents, but the orchestrated unfolding of prophecy, the great and terrible day of Yahuwah drawing ever nearer. Consider the bloodshed emanating from Gaza. Reports confirm the martyrdom of a Palestinian goalkeeper, another life extinguished under the weight of the Israeli regime's oppression. The world offers fleeting attention, a sporting event momentarily eclipsing the systematic injustice endured by those under occupation. But for those with eyes to see, this is not an anomaly. It is a predictable consequence, a direct echo of the covenant judgments outlined in Deuteronomy 28. Yahuwah promised both blessing and curse, and the modern state of Israel, built on stolen land and sustained by injustice, embodies the latter. They reap the whirlwind of their own wickedness, while simultaneously inflicting suffering upon the true Israel, the scattered tribes awaiting restoration. The calls for action from sporting bodies are hollow, mere gestures in the face of a deeply rooted injustice. They address symptoms, not the disease. This disease, this spiritual cancer, is Edom, and its exposure is becoming increasingly undeniable. A recently surfaced Pentagon assessment, detailing a scenario of societal breakdown and a potential 90% mortality rate within 18 months, is not simply a forecast of economic hardship. It is a harbinger of Yahuwah's wrath unleashed upon a world steeped in wickedness and rebellion. The complex systems built upon greed and exploitation are inherently unstable, designed to serve the lusts of the flesh and deny the Creator. These systems will fall. The dependence on fragile networks, power grids, supply chains, communication systems is a deliberate vulnerability. And when they fail, the illusion of abundance will shatter, revealing the stark reality of scarcity. This collapse will disproportionately impact those nations who have turned their backs on Yahuwah and His covenant people, a direct fulfillment of prophecy. The judgment doesn't merely manifest in widespread catastrophe, but in targeted strikes. The explosion in Damascus, within a cafe in the Al-Hijaz district, is not a random act of violence, but another manifestation of Yahuwah's hand moving in judgment against the nations. Damascus, a city steeped in ancient prophecy, continues to bear witness to the unfolding of these latter-day events. The modern state of Israel and its allies operate under the delusion of security, building fortifications and engaging in endless conflict. True security, however, comes only through obedience to the covenant and a return to the Most High. This bloodshed, like all acts of violence and chaos, is a direct result of the widespread rejection of Yahuwah's law and the pursuit of Edomite power structures. Scattered Israel, we are witnesses to the unraveling of the old order and the emergence of a new one, a time demanding repentance and renewed commitment to the covenant. And the deceit continues. Ambassador Yechiel Leiter, speaking openly about the true objectives of the Israeli government concerning Lebanon, has revealed a chilling intent, the utter destruction of Hezbollah. Forget the rhetoric of peace agreements. This is a declaration of war by proxy, a continued attempt to secure regional dominance and enforce the will of a rogue nation. Israel does not seek peace, but dominion. Its actions are driven by a lust for land and power, a brazen defiance of Yahuwah's decrees. The so-called agreement is a smokescreen, a tactic to justify further encroachment and the eradication of any resistance. Leiter's demonization of Iran and labeling of truthful opposition as disinformation are hallmarks of tyranny, attempts to control the narrative and deflect attention from Israel's own transgressions. The covenant people of Israel must understand this pattern, recognize the unfolding of Deuteronomy 28, and discern the truth amidst the lies. The darkness is not confined to distant lands. Here, in North Carolina, an armed man, possessing the tools of destruction, flamethrowers, crossbows, ammunition, was discovered with the GPS coordinates of churches and schools. This is not a random act of violence, but a manifestation of the spiritual battle raging for the souls of men and the sanctity of Yahuwah's dwelling places. Edom, in its relentless pursuit of dominance, seeks to extinguish the flame of truth and sow discord amongst the righteous. The targeting of houses of worship is a direct assault on the faith of the remnant of Israel. We are commanded to be vigilant, to watch and pray, and to discern the signs of the times. This incident serves as a stark reminder that the wicked are emboldened, and their schemes grow ever more audacious. The modern state of Israel, blinded by its own arrogance, remains oblivious to the true threat, the spiritual warfare that determines the fate of nations. Let this be a wake-up call to scattered Israel. The time for complacency is over. We must strengthen our faith, fortify our communities, and prepare ourselves for the trials that lie ahead. Yahuwah will protect those who remain steadfast in their covenant with Him, but we must also take responsibility for our own spiritual defense. The watchman has spoken. The threads converge. The day of Yahuwah is at hand. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.